Welcome to The Central Focus, an online ministry of the Central Church of Christ in Paducah, Kentucky. We're glad you should join us for our midweek devotional podcast. We hope that you have enjoyed recently some of the lessons from Wissam Al-Wathawi as he was with us recently for an Islam seminar, as well as our other lessons from the pulpit here at Central. My name is Adam Fawn. I'm one of the ministers at Central, and we're glad that you joined us. We hope that you'll subscribe to the podcast. Of course, this time of year, a lot of our attention turns to the holiday season, and especially with the upcoming holiday of Thanksgiving, you probably have figured what we'll be talking about on these midweek devotional podcasts, and that's going to be true today, as well as, Lord willing, next Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving. We're going to share just a couple of very brief thoughts about Thanksgiving to help get your mind going that way. I want to share with you a story that was several years ago. There was a minister named H.A. Ironside. And this story is related about him, supposedly a true story about him. They went into a crowded restaurant, and he was about to begin eating his meal. And a man approached him and asked if he could join him at the table. And Ironside, of course, said that he could. In fact, you can have a seat here at the table, and that's what he did. But then his custom was, as the meal was already there for Ironside, he bowed his head and said a brief and silent prayer. When he opened his eyes, the other person was looking at him. The other man was looking at him and said, I'm sorry, but do you have a headache? And Ironside replied, no, I don't have a headache. And so the other man said, well, is there something wrong then with your food? And Ironside replied very simply, no, I was simply thanking God, as I always do before I eat. Now, if the story ended right there, it would sound like any kind of normal interaction with someone who's a believer and someone who is not necessarily a believer. But the man who sat down at the table with Ironside went on, and he said, oh, you're one of those, are you? Well, I want you to know that I never give thanks. I earn my money by the sweat of my brow, and I don't have to give thanks to anybody when I eat. I just start right in. Now, again, if the story ended there, it'd be kind of sad, and we'd kind of feel sorry for that man. But H.A. Ironside looked at the gentleman as kindly as he could, but also as seriously as he could, and he said to him, yes, you're just like my dog. That's what he does, too. Now, that may be a little bit of a stretch for some of us to want to say something like that to someone, but we get what Mr. Ironside was saying when he made that reply. How often do we fail to give God thanks for some things that might seem very normal, very ordinary, very common, even like a meal? Maybe you're listening to this getting ready to eat your breakfast, or while you're driving out for lunch or something. You're getting ready to do something that's quite common. Have a meal. You're breathing air. You're moving. But do we realize that God gives us not just the grand and the great and the huge blessings of life, but that God gives us all things that are good? In fact, in James chapter 1 and verse 17, James wrote a very simple verse, but I want you to listen to the verse that's before it along with that verse. James 1 verses 16 and 17. Do not be deceived, my beloved brothers. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. That 17th verse is the one that we usually think about, that every good gift, every perfect gift comes from God, if I may paraphrase the verse. But I wanted to read the verse right before it to help us to see that James is placing that statement, that God gives all good gifts, after a warning that's also a command. Do not be deceived, my beloved brothers. What's he trying to say? If I forget that anything that could be called good or perfect, that is complete, if I forget that those things, any of those things, come down from God, in other words, that they are a blessing from God, a gift from God, then I am being deceived. If I think that I have food because I've worked so hard and I've earned that and I've pulled myself up by my own bootstraps and I've saved the money and now I can have this meal, or I've cooked the food, I went and bought the food and now I've cooked the food and so now I can have this meal. Certainly we play a part in it. But the only reason we can even do any of those things is because God has given us the ability. He's placed us in the circumstances. He has given us what we need to be able to earn the money or to grow the food or to be able to cook the food and prepare it in a way that's pleasing and tasty. Every good gift and every perfect gift comes from God. And if we don't believe that, then James reminds us that we are being deceived. I want us to make sure, I want to make sure for myself, that I'm thankful to God, not just for the big and the huge, although I need to be, but that I'm thankful to God even for things that are quite simple. for a meal, for the air that I breathe, for the ability to talk to you, for the ability that you have to listen, for the ability we have to move about, for the simple things that we have. And so as you get ready for the holiday coming up in a few days, I hope that you'll just consider not just the big blessings, but all the blessings that God gives, and give thanks to Him, and not be like that dog, and just dive right in and think that all of it is yours. Thanks for listening to the Central Focus. We hope that you join us again. We hope that you'll subscribe to the podcast. We hope that if you're in our area, you'll join us as we worship God together. The Central Church of Christ meets at 2201 Washington Street in Paducah, Kentucky. On Sunday mornings, our Bible classes are at 9:30 with worship at 10:30. We also have worship Sunday evening at 6 o'clock. We have midweek Bible classes on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, and we would love to have you with us for any or all of those services if you're in our area. If you're not, you can watch our services live streamed on Facebook. You can also, of course, listen to the sermons as they're released here on the Central Focus podcast in the days following when they're delivered here. Thank you again for listening, and make sure that you always keep your central focus on Jesus.